Thank you. That brings us to the end of the discussion on agenda item 8, and we will move now to agenda item 9. Before I begin addressing the agenda item 9, I want to recognize the efforts undertaken by the Secretary General of the United Nations, the President of the 60th Annual Conference, the CCWISU, international and non-governmental organizations in the CCW sponsorship program to promote universalization of Protocol 5. With 97 high contracting parties to Protocol 5, 30 high contracting parties to the CCW remain non-parties to Protocol 5. Regretfully, no new states have adhered to the protocol since last year's conference. Recognizing that Protocol 5 is the first multilateral agreement to deal with the problem of unexploded and abandoned ordnance, the wide adherence and full implementation on Protocol 5 by states could significantly reduce the number of civilians killed and injured by explosive remnants of war during and after conflicts, as well as mitigate the long-term socioeconomic consequences of ERW. I would therefore like to provide you with an update on the universalization efforts carried out during my presidency. As outlined in the working paper that I have submitted to the conference under symbol CCW/P.V/conf/2023/WP.1, as President Designate, I met with 14 high contracting parties to the CCW, which have not acceded to the Protocol 5: Bolivia, Colombia, Israel, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Lebanon, Monaco, Mongolia, Niger, Serbia, Togo, Turkey, and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Additionally, I had the pleasure of participating remotely in the workshop on CCW universalization organized by UNODA in the framework of the EU project in support of the CCW, held in Addis Ababa on 13th of June 2023, which gathered Southern and Eastern Africa states. At this workshop, I presented the main dispositions of Protocol 5, as well as the work and responsibility of the President Designate of the conference, and addressed and invited Djibouti, Malawi, Seychelles, and Uganda to join the protocol. In regard to the reason for not yet having joined the protocol, the countries that I reached out to could be categorized as follows: countries that are already in the process of accession. Unfortunately, we don't have them. B, countries with substantial reservations about their accession due to the internal, political, or regional concerns identified in their national assessment of Protocol 5, and which render their accession presently not feasible. Third, countries that believe their existing membership in the amended Protocol 2 of the CCW, the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, and the Convention on Cluster Munitions, renders their accession to Protocol 5 unnecessary and not a valuable addition to their anti-mine policy. Finally, countries that, due to their status as microstates or their limited capacity within their foreign affairs departments, currently lack the ability to actively advance the accession process or prioritize it with their government. Based on my outreach efforts, I recommend that high contracting parties to Protocol 5 also consider promoting universalization through bilateral, regional, and multilateral outreach activities. Additionally, my successor and the CCWISU may consider following up with countries that already have an accession procedure underway or have indicated that they intend to start the process soon. They should also follow up with less responsive states, engage with countries that showed no strong objection to accession, or consider that Protocol 5 is currently not a priority for them, and offer all countries that are not yet parties to the Protocol 5 pre-accession support, especially where challenges involve a lack of capacities. The ISU and future presidents should also continue to offer legal and technical explanations about the added value benefits of the ratifying Protocol 5 and about the differences between membership in Protocol 5 and the amended Protocol 2 of the CCW, the APMBC, and or the CCM. I take this opportunity to inform you that ISU has prepared and made available on the website of the CCW a number of information notes for outreach and universalization purposes, including an overview of Protocol 5 to the CCW, a note on the added value of Protocol 5, and a brief comparison on the contents of the CCW amended Protocol 2, Protocol 5, the APMBC, and the CCM to better understand their objectives, scopes, and requirements. I invite you to consult these notes and please feel free to contact the ISU for any further assistance. Unless the measures called for by the protocol are universally applied, the threat posed by explosive remnants of war will persist and will continue to result in new victims every day, every year. I therefore would like to call every year.